On this third Sunday of Lent, the church provides for us the recording of Jesus cleansing the temple. Now, this event was recorded in all four of the Gospels. In the Synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this event takes place just before Jesus' passion. But in St. John's Gospel, he strategically places this actually at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry. So right at the beginning. And John wants to provide a lens in which we can look at Jesus' life, but also his work. Now, what is the lens that John provides for us? That Jesus is the one who establishes God at the center of our lives. And the way that we can keep God at the center is through prayer and worship. In an interview, Mother Teresa was once asked, "What causes the greatest amount of suffering in the world today?" Now, this interviewer may have thought Mother would say poverty. The Missionaries of Charity Sisters do serve the poorest of the poor. Jesus himself says to provide for those in need. Yet at least in this interview, Mother said that what causes the greatest suffering in the world today is want of prayer, want of union. It's that we are each created to be loved and to love God. And so in other words, it's to have God at the center of our lives. In that first reading, we hear how the Israelite people received the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments were not given in order for God to receive something from his people. God is not needy for attention, and God doesn't actually necessarily even need our worship and praise. But these commandments are provided for his people in order to protect and guide them. And the foundational commandment is the first. "I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods besides me." All people, whether they know it or not, worship something or someone. And it's simply whatever we place as most important in our lives. And so the scriptures always show when the Israelite people were clear about their worship of the one true God, when they had clarity with that, everything else in their lives would fall into place. But when their worship became blurry and they started worshiping these false gods, their lives became much more complicated in their relationship with God, but also with others. Now, to keep God at the very center, the Jewish people had the temple. The temple was the very expression of prayer, but also the standard of worship. And the temple housed God himself. This is where they would come to encounter the living God. The high priest in the priestly class would be in charge of this temple in Jerusalem. And it was a massive structure. It was about a fifth of the size of the entire city of Jerusalem. During the Passover feast, hundreds of thousands of people would travel to this location to offer animal sacrifice. An early historian, Josephus, thought there's actually 2.5 million people coming in to offer these animal sacrifices. So that's a lot of animals. And as we heard in our gospel, something goes awry. This temple worship gets distorted. Jesus enters into the heart of the temple, and God is no longer at the center. The love of money and other things take the first place. And this actually happens because of a few reasons. One of the reasons is that the money lenders and the animal sellers end up ripping people off. So when all these pilgrims would be coming into Jerusalem, instead of having to haul this animal with them from their hometown, they would simply buy an animal in this city. And at the start of Jesus' public ministry, a high priest started allowing animals to be sold in the temple. And so these merchants would be overcharging and cheating these pilgrims, which ultimately made it hard for them to worship. The one thing they were there to do, it was very difficult to do. Another reason why this temple worship got distorted was the mentality around worship itself. People started looking at worship as simply a transaction with God. If I can give God this animal, then everything in my life will turn out all right. I give God this, and I get that from God. And so they were looking at worship as almost as if they could bribe God. And because of these few reasons, Jesus wants to cleanse the temple and cleanse the hearts of the people. And so ultimately, what does he do? It's his words right here. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. Jesus himself becomes that new temple. He becomes that place or that person where we can encounter the living God. It is through his death and resurrection that God reestablishes God as the first person in our lives, where we can encounter him in a powerful way. There's a document that came out a few decades ago by St. John Paul II talking about the importance of prayer and worship. And what he said is that Christians today are at risk if their prayer is shallow. And what is the risk? It's ultimately if we are not listening to the voice of God, but listening to other voices. It's ultimately when we don't have God as the center. And the response that St. John Paul II said in regard to this risk is that parishes become genuine schools of prayer, where we can open up our hearts to the love and voice of God in our lives. And that's really what this season of Lent is all about. To be removed from some of our daily distractions, to be in the silence of the desert, so that we can listen to the Father's voice. Jesus himself went to the desert to listen and respond to his loving Father. And so this week, may we simply reflect upon how can I keep God at the center of my life? And in the words of Mother Teresa, the greatest suffering today in this world is a want of prayer, a want of union with God.